The Grand Army of the Republic Monument, otherwise known as the Civil War Monument, was built in 1867 out of three pieces of granite, costing the town the grand total of $300. This monument honors those who died in service to their country during the Civil War. And what's remarkable about this monument is, first, the names of those who served. They served in almost every engagement the Union Army took part in, from Bull Run all the way to Appomattox. And the second part is you see Felches and Bacons. These were families established during the colonial era in Natick a century before. And then you see Hoeys and Beals, first and second generation Irish immigrants. The four cannons you see were dedicated on the 4th of July, 1875. Henry Wilson, who had presided over the dedication of the original monument in 1867, presided over this dedication, and it turned out to be one of his last public appearances. He would die of a massive stroke in Washington, D.C. in November of that year.